Can I come in? Hey, sweetie. Is everything okay? I'm just concerned. You didn't say much this morning besides one-worded answers. And after lunch, you went to our room and haven't come out. That's not like you. I know what you act like when you're tired, and this isn't it. There has to be something on your mind. Is it me? Did I do something? Then what is it? Look, I get if you need some alone time, but please, just tell me. It would save me a lot of worry. So you don't want to be alone? Then what's bothering you? Please tell me, honey. I want to help. It's not stupid. I can promise you that. If it's putting you out of commission this much, then it's not stupid. It's clearly bothering you a lot. Just take a deep breath and relax. You're in a safe place here. Nothing you say will leave these walls. Go ahead. I'm listening. Okay, so this thought, it keeps popping up? How long has this been going on for? And it still won't go away? It sounds to me like you have a bad case of intrusive thoughts. Yeah, there's a term for it. Thoughts that disturb you but just won't stop showing up at the worst possible times. Almost like your brain is playing it on repeat no matter how much you hate it. Of course it's not stupid. This is something that just happens, unfortunately. Our brains have very vivid imaginations and can craft really disturbing scenarios without us even wanting it to. I'm sorry, sweetie. This isn't fair to you. Come here, give me a kiss. I'm here for you, honey. Always will be. As a matter of fact, I do know how I can make it better. Come, sit in my lap. No, face away from me. There you go. Do you want a blanket? There you are. Now I'm going to work my magic. Just close your eyes and breathe. That's right. I'm going to massage those intrusive thoughts right out of your brain. It's simple, really. Some head pats here, a few light scratches there, and some scalp rubs to top it off. That should help you forget all about it. You know, I used to struggle with intrusive thoughts all of the time. Yeah. Remember when I told you about the OCD I had when I was younger? No, OCD isn't just about washing your hands. It means that you constantly get intrusive thoughts telling you to do something or else. That something could be washing your hands, but it can also manifest in other ways. Things like counting your steps, obsessively flipping switches on and off, and blinking over and over again. Anyways, when I was a kid, I used to wash my hands until they were raw. Not because I wanted to, but because my intrusive thoughts kept telling me that if I didn't, everyone around me would get cancer. Now, that's obviously ridiculous. Cancer doesn't spread like that, and I knew it at the time. I was just too afraid to do any different. This isn't me trying to scare you. OCD intrusive thoughts are more so about compulsions, whereas most intrusive thoughts are just images or scenarios that you hate thinking about. There are big differences. But I'm telling you this because I had to learn ways to deal with intrusive thoughts that might help you as well, even if they are different. For starters, it's next to impossible to flat out stop intrusive thoughts. That's why they're intrusive. Because you don't want them to happen in the first place. It's a really sad oxymoron. You actively try to stop thinking about them so they keep happening more often. Honey, don't think about apples. Now, what's the first thing you thought of when I said that? Exactly. You imagined a tasty red fruit in that noggin of yours. So, no matter how hard you want to, trying to force out intrusive thoughts only makes them come back more often. That's why you gotta outsmart them, not use brute force. Think of your intrusive thoughts like a pop-up ad. They show up out of nowhere to try and grab your attention. And just like a pop-up ad, you need to ignore them. Because if you click on that ad, then the algorithm is just going to show you more ads in the future. So don't even entertain those thoughts. Don't give them the time of day, because your brain's algorithm will think it's important. I know, it's hard to ignore them. That's why I've practiced a little trick. Whenever an intrusive thought shows up, I simply say, "No!" and continue doing what I'm doing. I know that's too easy to be true. It's not gonna work on the first try. There's a bit of a fake it till you make it mentality that goes into this tactic, but it does help the more you get practice. You don't have to just say no. You could say, "Nope," or "nuh-uh," or even, "you darn thoughts, get off my lawn." In all of those instances, you're clicking the X button on that ad. You're closing it, so that way you don't have to look at it anymore. So, if at any point during these massages an intrusive thought pops up, simply click that X button and try to focus on me. On my voice, on the feeling of my fingers on your scalp, on the warmth of my body against your back. I know, it's difficult. But as I said, fake it till you make it. And it'll get easier over time. I promise. Now, just sit back, keep breathing, and let yourself relax. You've more than earned it, sweetie. Shh. No, no. No more protests. You can do this. I know you can. And if you ever need help or a distraction, you can always talk to me. It doesn't even have to be about anything. Just bring up something random. Or simply ask me to ramble. I'm sure there's stuff I could talk your ear off about. Like reading. I've started a really interesting book recently. It's about a man who found out he was switched at birth. And now he's on a quest to find his birth parents who didn't even know he was switched. Well, that's a long story. It started when he had to do an ancestry project for his college class.